Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis of the Immersus encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. Depending on the size and difficulty of your raid, this fight requires 2 tanks and at least 2-6 healers. This fight is broken into 2 alternating phases, the Immersus phase and the Split or Adds phase. The fight begins in the Immersus phase. With heals and DPS spread out evenly around the boss, I like to position myself in range of one of the tanks so that I can beacon of light at least one of them. I get up nice and close to the boss, but avoid standing in the central pool of water so that I don't take unnecessary damage. When a Shaw Bolt is cast underneath your feet, simply move back out of it. When Swirl is headed in your direction, run away from it ahead of time to avoid its moderate to heavy damage. Immediately, I'll get back into position using Speed of Light. I like to save Hands of Purity and Sacrifice to reduce damage on the tanks from Corrosive Blast. Meanwhile, I heal those in range using Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, and 3 Holy Power Eternal Flames. Holy Prism does an incredible job doing some burst healing to the raid every 45 seconds. Once Immersus' health gets to 0, we move into Phase 2. In the Split Phase, Immersus breaks into 2 different types of adds, Black Adds and Blue Adds. Which get launched to the back of the entire arena. Black adds need to be DPS down by DPS, while the blue adds need to be healed up by the healers. This all needs to be done before they reach the central pool area. When they do, expect a moderate amount of raid damage to go out, so I position myself in the back of the room. Once a blue add is healable, I pop my Guardian and Divine Favor cooldowns and heal away using Divine Light heals. Once it's at 100% health, I sprint using Speed of Light if another is farther away to top off its health. Now if 2 of the blue adds are close together, I'll Beacon of Light one add while healing up the other. Also, make sure you're at least 12 yards from the add you're healing in order to receive its healing buff. Depending on how many adds make it to the central pool area, you may need to call out raid defensive and healing throughput cooldowns at some point. It's pretty much rinse and repeat until we get the boss's corruption level to 0. As the fight progresses and his corruption level gets closer to 0, you start getting more blue adds than black adds. It's at this point where hybrid classes might consider switching to the blue adds to help with healing them up. Found this to be a fun fight with a unique mechanic, and I hope this helped out. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.